last time, Carl Morgan was stunned when the person he thought was his beloved Julia Fairholm ripped off a mask to reveal that it was not Julia at all, but Inspector Kurt von Brunner of the Silgrobian Secret Police. It is now several days later, and Carl, having been placed under arrest, is seated opposite the inspector in a cold interrogation room somewhere in Silgrobia. It is Carl who speaks first. Let's listen.
I never would have held your hand as much as I did all those times in your apartment if I'd known you weren't a woman.
No matter, mein Freund. What's done is done. It's a matter of small import in terms of international intrigue.
But that mask you wore, you looked so much like a woman.
Enough! I haven't brought you here to discuss our previous romance. You're here to answer a few questions for me, and that's all.
Oh, that's right.
Now, let's begin the questioning. First of all, how is it that you happen to learn the secret of our government shipping 10,000 cans of minestrone soup containing dextrosine bombs to Italian restaurants all over your country?
What? Why, you dirty swine! Let me out of here! I've got to warn my country!
Sit down! This gun is pointed at your stomach, and it's got a hair trigger.
What? Oh.
That's better. Now let's continue with the questioning.
All right. But before we do, I think I ought to tell you that your shoelace is untied.
Huh? Now, let me see here.
I'll take this gun for a while, if you don't mind. Now to put you out of commission while I head for America to tell everyone not to eat minestrone.
No, don't. I'll do anything. I'll even put my mask back on. You loved me once. We could make a go of it again. You'd see.
It's no use. Take this. Now to pay a little visit to a few thousand American pizza parlors.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Kurt von Brunner say,
I can't understand it. My shoelace wasn't untied. Why did he tell me that?